following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, different now, are you all in checkerboard time again? Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
Okay. Oh, fatty. Fatty, 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 sweet fatty. First of all, thank you for calling.
No, thank you for calling.
Thank you for the Valentine's Day wishes. And the meatloaf is in the shape of a heart on Valentine's Day, a skull at Halloween. Those are the only two times that we have shaped, you should forgive the expression, meatloaves.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Oh, fatty, 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 sweet heart-shaped fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4812. BFO for Monday, the 20th of July, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today. Stay with me.
Show.
I want to tell you all about the weekend, plus a little chitter-chat about both Gail and King. Big Daddy. Imagination stretches, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your imagination stretches. Well, y'all, I'll tell you why. You are imagination stretches a little bit later when I get into talking about the weekend. Well, Big Fatty, what are we waiting on? Let's get into it. All right, let's get into it. See, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fright little show. Y'all, I can tell you that Thursday night, y'all, I made my Italian Mussolini spaghetti sauce. Y'all, it was a little different this time. It was a meat and vegetable spaghetti sauce. Y'all, it was weird, but it was good, and we got our vegetables. Y'all, I had put big chunks of onion in it and had these really big mushrooms that I, you know, washed them and then cut them in half, so big chunks of mushrooms, not slices. And, y'all, then I put in some matchstick carrots. Y'all, it gave it a nice orange look. Yes, Big Fatty. It had a little bit of a strange taste with the carrots. Y'all, I made it with the ground Tom turkey and two pounds of that and a pound of the, what do you call it? The Italian, mild Italian sausage, the shredded, the ground sausage. And, but y'all, it was, you always need to do that the day before you eat it so that the flavors can meld. And anyway, y'all, back to Thursday. Y'all, you know, I recorded the Fright. Y'all, that is the last of the spaghetti. I recorded prior to the Big Brother. Yes, Big Brother, let's get right into it. All right, let's do it. Now, y'all, there's going to be some spoilers here if you hadn't seen the Thursday little show. And I have some spoilers about what you're going to see Sunday night. So, anyway, y'all, Miss Bacon says I should just do my own, but first, little show and just tell all the things. Well, Miss Bacon, I think that I will. And this is it. So, y'all, by the way, for those of you wondering where I get all of my spoilers, y'all, it's from an app called Pocket Big Brother. So if you want to go over there and download that on your iPhone, go ahead. But y'all, we all know that Dee was the head of household, and she had nominated Yash and Taylor and Mallory, and Mallory took herself off because she won the power of veto. So Dee put Ashley as the replacement. We all come Thursday evening. Ashley and Taylor and Yash, they competed in the Big Brother Battle Back. And y'all, they had to look at all these different pictures and see which house guest was in the most of the pictures. And both Taylor and Ashley said that it was, who did they say? They said, Devins is who they said. And Yash said that it was Mallory. And y'all, it was Mallory. So Yash took himself right off of the eviction chaya. And then everybody voted. Y'all, it was unanimous, 14-0. And Ashley's gone. Y'all, I'm not sorry to see her go. She was just kind of a bimbo. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, as opposed to you, who is a jumbo. Anyway, Ashley went packing and went out and talked to the Chin Bot. Y'all, more about the Chin Bot when I start talking about Gail and King. Okay, y'all, they're crazy. They are just as crazy as can be. But anyway, then y'all, I also on Thursday afternoon, while I was waiting for everyone to arrive. No. While I was, just Thursday afternoon. No, I guess it was Thursday afternoon. It doesn't really matter. Y'all, I watched the new quiz program called Nation's Dumbest. And y'all, it's absolutely a train wreck. And you can't imagine how stupid. Y'all, it's 12 quote-unquote celebrities. Y'all, it's everybody from singers to politicians to influencers, whatever. Y'all, they couldn't influence me if they had to. But anyway, y'all, absolutely. And the way that you get eliminated is you answer the most questions correctly, then you leave the show. And that just leaves, and I think there was 12 to start with, that just leaves 11 that are left. And so, y'all, you want to answer the most questions so you won't be the dumbest. But, y'all, I'm going to tell you, you can hear that train whistle just coming at you. Yes, Big Fatty, you're going to play the train whistle? No. It came out. Did you watch it yet? Y'all, it was the Hot Stopper. Y'all, instead of them doing another season, it was the final, they did a movie. It's about an hour and a half, something like that. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, you should watch it. It's sweet. Archer would love it. Blah, blah, you know. And it ties everything up nicely for all the different couples and all that have been on the show. Y'all, first of all, that that high school they all went to, y'all, there were lots of hemlings in that high school. First of all, and y'all, they were always drinking. They're in high school, and they're just drinking all the time. And y'all, they're not just drinking out on their own. Y'all, they're in bars. Y'all, it just was hard for me to think about that they're in the bars buying cocktails from bartenders. And y'all, I just looked down, my leg's bleeding for some reason. Big Fatty, it's just cause you're old. But y'all, the two main characters, Nick and Charlie, they're not believable. Neither one of them look like they're in high school anymore. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you something though. They sure are fucking a lot. Beep, Fatty. Nick, the one that played the rugby, not Charlie. Nick, y'all, he's got some guns on him. I'm gonna tell you something. It's just like, oh, hello there. But y'all, you know, they look like they're much beyond high school, and but it was a sweet story. But y'all, lots of drinking. Y'all, we had a lovely foray. Good fatties. In addition to the Italian Mussolini meat and vegetable spaghetti, y'all, we had noodles, the angel hair pasta, and we had a Caesar salad, which the Nip put on his plate, and then he's like, "Oh, I might get the explosive diarrhea germ," and so we all just went, "Whatever, okay, don't eat it. Oh, I'm gonna take it home with me." No, you're not. So he ended up eating, and from what I hear, now I haven't seen him since Friday, but I believe he's still with us. He may be living on the Turl, but I don't know. But anyway, and then for dessert, y'all, we had the Miss Dolly Hortensia Levetra Parton's chocolate brownie mix. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. This makes a pretty good brownie is all I got to say. Because, y'all, it takes a stick of butter, an egg, a little bit of milk, and y'all, then the brownie mix, and y'all, then there's a fudge packet involved that you mix in there. Y'all, it was really, really good. Sent all the leftovers home with Granny and the Nip. Anyway, y'all, the Hatlanta Braves, although I didn't get to see the game because, you know, they were still here. Y'all, they didn't leave till well after 9 p.m. In the evening, and but the Atlanta Braves beat the Tejas Rangers 15-1 or something like that. Y'all, now on Saturday they got the ass beat 7-6, and I'm recording this just as the Sunday afternoon game is about to kick off, so we'll see how they do today. Y'all didn't do a whole lot on Saturday. Y'all, I did listen to Ruination, the early years, and y'all, I had forgotten that we hadn't had anyone really call in to take advantage of this. Y'all, you know, there is a segment on the BFO. It's called Blowing It Out with Big Fatty. So y'all, if you need to just blow it out, call it in, and Big Fatty will be on this end to hear your blowout. Big Fatty, it's kind of like what the Nip was going to experience. Well, not that kind of blowout. Well, you know, old Sinkpot does a stick it out your back door. Y'all, I sent him one of me blowing it out of my butthole one time. Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, and then Sunday, Sunday, y'all, I was watching the Miss Jane Pauley show. She was off this week, but y'all, there was a little tidbit on there that that said the average cost of a date night in 20 and 26, I guess just for two people, y'all, what do you think the average cost is for a date night? Can you guess? Can you get? Oh, no, most of you are too low. Y'all, $189. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. Y'all, there better be some dessert in the live chamber if I'm spending $189 on a date night. Be ready. Or you could skip the date night and just have dessert in the live chamber. I could. Anyway, y'all, I was doing my nipple walking while the Jane Pauley show was on, and y'all, I was listening to the Ruination Repeat, which is recaps the little shows from the previous week. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Gail and King, y'all, they could appear on the quiz program The Nation's Dumbest. Y'all, they get everything confused. They said that the Nip was planning a trip to fly to Seattle so he could go to Alaska Airlines first class club so he could have some snickersnacks and then fly back. Y'all, it's just crazy. And there was all kinds of other stuff that y'all just. I mean, it's interesting some of the things they come up with, but y'all, most of it, they're just they did get the names right this past Sunday, but y'all, I urge you, if you need a good laugh, go and listen to Sunday's episode of the Ruination Repeat over there at the BFO. Y'all, it's just batshit crazy, and y'all, then I had $10 in Kuz cash, and y'all, I got a 40% off coupon. So y'all, I went in and bought me a few little things, got me some sets of cloth napkins to match my newest tablecloth. And I got some nice wooden hangers, a package of six of those. And some new ankle length gold toe sockets. All of that's going to be delivered to Big Fatty. And y'all, as of right now, that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, I just remembered one of the things that Gail and King said is that on the opening night that the Chinbot, which is evidently a robot with a very large chin. Y'all, you can't make this shit up. Oh, dear God, y'all. y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, you know how Big Fatty is obsessed with the sunrise and sunset? Well, y'all, between now and the end of July, the mornings come 10 minutes later and the evenings come 10 minutes earlier, but in August, the mornings come 20 minutes later and the evening come 33 minutes later. Big Fatty, I know you're happy. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the old gal. And old gal, what makes you think of Hot Stopper?
Oh, Fatty, 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 sweet heart-shaped Fatty.
Oh, I don't think you're shaped like a heart, maybe a giant chin.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.